Rolling. All right. One, two, three. Welcome to SecurityGuideTV.com. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Ashley Hernandez, and I'm with Guidance Software.
Guidance Software, you're not going to know this, right?
Okay.
Because you're too young. But I was using Guidance Software like in 96.
All right.
We had a case at Fox Studios.
Okay.
Guidance at that time did one sector searches, and I hired a guy who programmed. We did some programming. We were doing three or five sector searches. And then he contributed to some open source code things you guys had back in the day.
That's awesome.
And NCASE became the standard. It's been the standard forever. And I just love the product. It's fabulous. So I go back that far.
All right. Well, I don't go back as far, but I've been with Guidance since 2003,
yeah,
when I was like 10. And I've actually had a bunch of different roles. I currently work in our technical product management group.
Okay.
But I've been a trainer in security. I've done QA. I've done project management. So I have a long history with Guidance. I enjoy working there.
Now, you seem very young to me. Well, compared to my white hair. How do you translate the training part to a cop who can barely use Quicken to balance his checkbook? Bless their hearts, they're not technical people usually, right? How do you sell that? How do you get that out there? How do you train that person? How do you bring them back, you know, bring them into the fold?
So when we do training, we actually do it in person.
Okay.
And you're able to pace it to the class. It's very common to have a class with all different skill sets, ages,
oh, really? Okay.
Backgrounds.
Right.
So you'll have a law enforcement person right next to someone who's from corporate, next to someone who's trying to get a job in digital forensics out of college.
Right.
And so we really approach it by first explaining kind of the concept. So that engages folks who are maybe more in law enforcement of why do I need to do this? Why should I care? And then we break it down on how you would do all the individual pieces, which no matter if you're new to it or a law enforcement cop, like that is interesting to them, breaking down problems. And then we actually show them how to automate that. So you get it reinforced in three ways. And typically, once you get a law enforcement person thinking of it as a tool to investigate, they're able to go, oh, okay, like that's interesting. I want to learn more about that.
What's Guidance number one customer group? Is it law enforcement? Is it private sector, security, is it government? What is it?
So we actually have customers in all of those groups. I don't know that I have an exact distribution, but we have a large number of customers in government, in law enforcement. Those are kind of more similar customer types.
Okay, right.
And then we have corporations, and we have you know, more private sector or
probably
consulting
legal too.
Firms.
I guess a lot of legal stuff.
Legal with our e-discovery tools.
Yeah.
So we have customers in all the different segments, and we have tools specific for each of those segments.
Oh,
so
interesting.
While we do forensic security, that's a big portion of our
right.
business, whether that's traditional law enforcement forensics or more security incident response, especially for corporations. That's probably three quarters of our business. We also have a good portion of our business geared towards e-discovery as well.
But mobile is where
new,
it's at.
Especially for law
How
enforcement.
How long has it been new for you guys?
So we did have a mobile product a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away called Neutrino. I was on the team that actually was part of sourcing like fishing bags to hold all those cables. I know everybody remembers having 1,000 cables. And so we had Neutrino for a while. But as the market changed, we weren't focusing on mobile for quite a while. We did
Oh, really?
Some smartphones.
Okay.
We did Android phones. But our support had lagged. And we knew that we were getting requests and feedback from our customers that, you know, for law enforcement, caseload is shifting. 90% is
I
mobile.
I hardly use my desktop.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Personally, I carry around my iPhone. I'm a Mac girl.
Yeah.
I carry around my iPhone, and my life is there, and so
right.
is it for most people.
Right.
And I do most of my business off of my phone as well. So not just for personal law enforcement crime reasons, but also for corporations. Legal risk is on those phones, you know, and so mobile's a huge amount of our casework.
Right. So what's the thing? What do you do now for them? What's your new
app? All right. So we just came out with a new release this quarter. It's actually available for pre-sale, but it's coming out, of NCASE Mobile Investigator.
I like the way that sounds.
Right? We like the investigator word.
Yeah.
But for our current customers who own NCASE Forensic or NCASE Endpoint Investigator, they're able to take advantage of mobile acquisitions across all the smartphone types and other devices, as well as things like JTAG and binary files that they might have, or even importing from other mobile cases they have into NCASE included for all of the forensic and endpoint investigator users. The new product, EnCase Mobile Investigator, is an additional add-on that's really geared at mobile investigations. So some of the great kind of key standout features that it has are some amazing reports, because really, you don't care what you can find unless you can show it to someone.
That's true. Yeah, they don't understand.
Got to start there.
Right.
Other kind of unique features is we go ahead and when you pull in the acquisition data from any of your phones, you're able to go ahead and sort all of that into different categories. So if it's a case that's just images or images and multimedia.
Which is difficult to sort.
Right.
Yeah.
It'll process that up front into a couple categories, and you can choose just export all the images and export all the multimedia files, or export all the images and multimedia files I've reviewed and found to be, you know, noteworthy.
Yeah.
And then another feature that's interesting is the ability to do OCR on images.
Oh, on images. Oh.
Yeah. So if you've ever gone to, I go to IKEA. This store is where I can never remember what I want. So I just take a picture of all those tabs of A22, B17. OCR allows you to actually extract the text out of those pictures, out of the images.
Wow.
And if you think about how many people use, I'm using IKEA, but also I write myself notes, or
sure.
You have a meeting on a blackboard or a whiteboard, not a blackboard anymore, a whiteboard.
That's right.
You take a picture of the notes. If you can transcribe that into text
right.
Using OCR, then you can actually search it, which is part of the indexing that happens as an option for processing.
Now, it probably doesn't do this, but I want you to put this in your next development. Release,
I like ideas.
Okay? So what would be really cool is if I was a corporation and I'm paying for your phone, I want to put EnCase Mobile Investigator on your phone now. And so everything you do, I just get sent a report and I got the forensics before I need to go look for them. What do you think?
So I think that there are going to be corporations that want to put more on the phone. One thing we can do is there's programs that you run on your phone that store all that information in the cloud.
Right.
So even with this current version, we can go ahead and pull off those repositories, Google Drive, Facebook.
Oh, that's good.
So those are actually available if you're using those as productivity tools.
So you just set those
tools.
Up as separate drives in the investigation.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. All right.
So that's an option. The other is, depending on the phone, they kind of work in the ways where each app has its own little world that outside doesn't necessarily see into. So you want to make sure that when you're running, you're kind of keeping everything safe and protected. So running an app that would do security, we could probably do things like call logs and text messaging. Anything you did with email, you'd still have on your Exchange server.
I guess if it went into the cloud, your software could run up there and just sort
exactly.
it all now and get it all ready
Most
to go.
Most of the data is not yeah. stored on the phone anymore. So what yeah. we want to go towards is like, where is the data that you're looking for actually stored? If it's on the phone, yeah, we want it off the phone. But if it's actually in the cloud or anywhere else that apps store it, then we want to get it from there.
Can I buy this to keep track of my son's phone? Or is it too expensive? Do I need to be an enterprise platform?
So you wouldn't buy this to keep track of your son's phone. We don't actively run on the phone. We actually, you know, you plug the phone physically in.
No, I know, but I mean, could I get the software to do that? Or?
So right now, the way that you would purchase it is you would buy like a single copy of EnCase Forensic, and then you can add on the mobile investigator.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So it's actually
an
add-on to
our... It's a very smart marketing tool.
That is part of how we're doing
it for
now.
You got to buy one to get the other. Very clever.
Yeah. So it is only available to EnCase Forensic and Endpoint Investigator customers.
Now, I saw some other things out here.
Yeah.
I can't speak intelligently about it, but a lot of people at this show are an EnCase, what, affiliate, add-on, you know, what? Explain that.
So we have partners and other vendors here who we work with. One of the things that we've really done as a strategy or as a company is we want to be able to work with other companies. That can be anything from we have our own API language called EnScript that some folks have written into to actual partnerships with things like our security tools. So you're going to see things like Reversing Labs here or other security partners.
I saw that, yeah.
When we have our Endpoint Security product, we actually announced Endpoint Security 601 here. Part of what makes that awesome is we have APIs available. Excuse me. We have APIs that are available that other partners can take advantage
kind
of.
Open source, kind of.
It allows them.
Right.
Yeah, it allows them to say, "Hey, if your customer owns our product and your product, we can talk between them and add extra value to
all
what
right.
we find." So we have our products, our agent that runs on all of the systems on, you know, tens of millions of computers.
Right.
And it'd be great to be able to, you know, check those for security or
That's
other
good.
Items. And so opening up that API helps.
And I saw some other, I thought there were other Encase products. Was I wrong?
There is. There's
yeah.
a new Tableau product, the
Tableau,
TX1.
What's that?
Okay, so the TX1 is amazing. It's a brand new imager. And it actually is able to do simultaneous images at the same time.
Oh.
So if you're law enforcement and you go out in the field and you find three thumb drives, you don't have to, you know, one at a time acquire
right.
them each. In addition, it can do hashing and encryption all while it's doing the acquisition. So you don't have to wait this whole
at the
extra
same time?
Amount of time.
I remember back in the day, we bought this little yellow box and you plugged the hard drive and you closed it and you plugged it in and it did kind of one thing at a time. But so this is the same old-fashioned concept, but you're doing... You're multitasking.
Exactly.
All at
you can
once.
Do two processes at once.
Saves a lot of time.
It does save a lot of time. And then on top of it, we're taking more formats of input than we've ever taken before. You know,
Not just
USB 3, but SAS, FireWire. You know, PCIe.
Yeah.
All of the different types. Network
how,
in.
How about going backwards? I have saved. I shouldn't have gotten rid of it. I had a Televideo 8088 computer, not 286/36, 88. Okay, that's how slow it was. It took 15 minutes to count to a million, right?
Wow.
But I kept around those old, I still have the floppy drives. I still have some old tape drives.
Does it say, are you on tape?
No, I do. I still have stuff backed up on tape. Can you go backwards with your stuff now and some of that legacy stuff? You know, it's still around. It might, 20 years later, hey, wait a minute. We found the tape of OJ doing the murder. We better, let's play it. Oh, no, we don't have a cable. We can't do it.
So there are some adapters for our Tableau line
okay.
of products. TX1 is not going to necessarily have all of those older connectors.
Right.
Part of it is they're just not manufactured anymore.
It's
if
hard
you wanted to,
find, to
add them.
There might be some device sitting around.
It's hard. So
yeah.
we do have adapters for some of our
okay.
Tableau products for those kind of specialty needs.
All right.
Another cool thing about the Tableau product is you don't just have to get the image off. You need to write it somewhere. And now we're doing 10 gigabit out. Whereas, you know, most
wow.
in the industry are doing 1 gigabit out.
Yeah.
So this is like, you know, lightning fast plus fast to copy it off.
Lewis, maybe we can stream Security Guy Radio at 10 gigabytes. That would be nice. So it doesn't hiccup all the time. I'm so excited about this stuff. It's so good.
I know. The response has been amazing. Our booth for mobile and Tableau, people who get their hands on them
yeah.
are really excited.
Yeah, it's
and
overflowing
it's
over there.
Great.
It's great.
I know.
What's on the drawing table?
On the drawing table, I mean, you're going to continue to see updates for us for mobile and for Tableau. Those are some of the things that we've announced. On forensic, we are having people sign up for a beta. We're going to be increasing the speed of our processing by introducing a new index engine.
All right.
So they can go to guidancesoftware.com/beta-program. And they can sign up if they're a forensic or endpoint investigator customer. We're really excited to increase speed, not just on our imaging side,
yeah.
but also on processing. End-to-end, we know how important it is. You got to get the mobile data. You got to get it fast.
That's where it's at.
Got to process it. So I'm really excited this year about what we're offering.
Ashley, thanks for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. Give us your website one more time.
It's www.guidancesoftware.com. That's for guidance. I know a lot of people think of it as ncase.com, but we are guidancesoftware.com.
Is it still ncase.com?
I think Encase does redirect, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it probably also, GUID.com probably works as well. That's our short name.
Ashley, thanks for coming on Security Guy TV, SecurityGuyRadio.com. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.